This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. We begin with President Barack Obama's defense of the NSA's surveillance programs. Listen.
We have to make decisions about how much classified information and how much covert activity we are willing to tolerate as a society.
President Obama, he sat down for a 45-minute interview with Charlie Rose on PBS. He also said he's no Dick Cheney.
The whole point of my concern before I was president, because some people say, well, you know, Obama was this raving liberal before, now he's, you know, Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney sometimes says, yeah, you know, he took it all lock, stock, and barrel. My concern has always been not that we shouldn't do intelligence gathering to prevent terrorism, but rather, are we setting up a systems of checks and balances? So on this telephone program, you've got a federal court with independent federal judges overseeing the entire program, and you've got Congress overseeing the program.
The explainer-in-chief there, President Obama. Now, he would not comment on how or if NSA leaker Edward Snowden would be prosecuted. That's being handled by the Department of Justice, he said. But with Snowden in semi-hiding in Hong Kong, how he could be extradited and get back to the United States could get complicated for the United States. Now, with us to explore the Obama administration's options is Ashley Deeks, a University of Virginia law professor, former State Department advisor on matters of extradition. Hi, Professor.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it. It's potentially complicated. Edward Snowden chose Hong Kong, he says, because of their rich history of free speech respect, but also because it's not a clear-cut extradition situation, is it?
Well, I think it will prove to be somewhat complicated as a legal matter, although extradition generally can get somewhat complicated. I don't know that there's anything particularly complicated in Hong Kong that you might not see in a couple of other places he might have chosen.
Did he choose wisely in terms of his own self-preservation, I guess is the question.
Well, I think what we will see is the process playing out over a relatively long period of time. Extraditions don't usually happen in an extremely fast period of time, and I think we could envision this taking months or years
to get him legally extradited if that's what they choose to do.
That's correct.
Now, there are lots, and like with anything else, there are lots of legal precedents here. I read about some of them in Talking Points Memo in an article that I think you participated in by Brian Beutler, which was interesting. There are precedents, for instance, cases in Mexico with drug cartels. What sort of informs how easy it's going to be for U.S. diplomats to get Snowden arrested and extradited?
Well, so a part of it has to do with the capacities and the will of the requested state, that is the state to whom the United States will make an extradition request. And part of it has to do with the kinds of criminal charges that the United States might be seeking to extradite the person on. So, for example, if it is a straightforward murder case or a straightforward narcotics case, those tend to progress somewhat faster. I think the kinds of offenses that we might see in play here make it a little bit more complicated because they are politically tinged.
And to some, he is a freedom fighter. To others, he's just a leaker. You know, not a freedom fighter, of course, but a whistleblower.
That's right.
Has some support in Hong Kong. So politically tinged is right. And here's another thing that a lot of people are questioning. The political relationship with Hong Kong is a lot less complicated than with the PRC, with the People's Republic of China. Their relationship with Hong Kong is not so clear-cut. What are we dealing with here?
So within the treaty itself, there is a contemplation that the government of China might have a say in certain extraditions related to Chinese nationals. Now, that's not the case we're dealing with here. So under the treaty, it looks like it's a pretty straightforward government-to-government relationship. Where I think it gets complicated is in Hong Kong's domestic laws. And from what I can ascertain and from what I've read that Hong Kong legal experts are saying, it appears that the Chinese government has an opportunity to opine on extraditions pro and con where it believes that its defense or national security is implicated.
And this is going to be, no matter what it is, it's going to be high profile. There's a lot at stake besides the well-being of Edward Snowden in the relationship between Beijing and Washington. I like to think in my sort of political fantasies that Beijing has a trump card here. No matter what Hong Kong decides, Beijing can politically, behind closed doors, say, no, 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 this is what you're going to do.
I guess that's right, although it is the way the extradition process works, it tends to involve the requested state's system, the involvement of both the executive branch and the judiciary. And I think we will see that here as well. It's certainly how it happens here in the United States. And there may be different perspectives on whether it is appropriate to intervene based on a judicial decision versus where there's more discretion for the Hong Kong executive.
But either way we slice it, Ashley Deeks, we're dealing with a scenario that's probably years, not months, correct?
That sounds right to me.
In our negotiations with Hong Kong and potentially the PRC.
That's right.
Well, Ashley Deeks is a University of Virginia law professor, former State Department advisor on matters of extradition, and expert on matters of extradition. You can read more from Ashley Deeks in that article I mentioned on Talking Points memo by Brian Beutler, all about the United States options when it comes to grabbing or extraditing Edward Snowden.